lies that the world tells us about ourselves, who we are, who we aren't, who we should be, you know, all that stuff. We'd like to think that they don't have any impact. Ah, water off a duck's back. But that's just not true. Sticks and stones aren't the only things that break our bones, because words truly do hurt us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today, I'm joined again by my special guest this week, Mike Riccini, as we take a look at those lies from a different perspective. I don't know if you've been able to join us so far on the program this week, but I'm joined again today by my special guest in the studio, Mike Riccini, who has an amazing life story, and we've been walking in his shoes for a bit, understanding what God's been doing in his life. Born as the second child of a 15-year-old mother, removed from her care by the authorities, into foster care where he really wasn't loved, finally adopted by white parents and growing up in white schools in America as an Hispanic kid, looked down upon, taunted by his friends. This guy has every reason to have a bitter and twisted outlook on life, don't you think? This guy has every reason to be angry or withdrawn or whatever. And yet God's doing an amazing work in setting him free from the past. Okay, it's a work in progress, but today I want to have a look at specifically the lies that God set him free from. Because so often in our lives, it's the lies that we've been told about ourselves that rob us of having a great life. It's like the world's perpetrating this huge fraud on us. I remember coming out of my teen years with a total lack of belief in myself, without a balanced outlook of who I was and who I wasn't and what I was capable of and what I wasn't. It's something that would haunt me for another 20 years or so before God started setting it right. Mike, welcome again today on the program.
Thank you.
Huge to have you here. I guess you've had a chance to really look back, to think about, to reflect on the impact of your childhood on your life today. Can I ask you, out of everything that went on, what's the single biggest hurt? What's the single biggest disappointment? What's the single biggest impact in your life?
I think the biggest thing for me is just being adopted. It's honestly something that, unless you've been adopted, it's hard to cope with. It's hard to understand. And adoption pretty much puts a sign above you that says you weren't loved. And humans run by love. If we're not loved, we die.
Yeah.
If we're not loved, then we're going to stop believing good stuff about ourselves, and we're going to believe negative things about ourselves. And having that sign over my head my whole life, I automatically believed negative things about myself.
Even though, I mean, you said the other day on the program that your adopted parents are your heroes in life, and the love that you experienced from them was massive, but it still somehow didn't erase that sense of I'm a second-class citizen because I'm adopted?
No, it never will unless you really forgive the original source. And for me, it would be my biological mom.
Yeah.
And I never erased or forgave my mom. And because of that, the hatred and the hurt is still there.
So how do you stop living that hurt? How do you stop feeling that disappointment? I mean, when the rubber hits the road, what is it that changes things for you? How do you start getting set free from the past?
What set me free was knowing that God loves me. And that was a hard concept.
It sounds corny, doesn't it? I mean,
yes.
You say it like that, well, you know, I know that God loves me. And someone might be listening to that and saying, boy, that's a corny line.
Right.
Tell me why it's not a corny line.
It's not, because it's true. And it's a hard thing to understand, because, you know, you go to church every single Sunday and they say God loves you. But many humans don't understand what true love is. Most of my life, sadly, I was addicted to pornography. And so I was giving into love that doesn't really exist, love that you see through a screen. And so I didn't really know what God's love looked like. And that's a love that no matter what happens to you in life, no matter what circumstances or trials or situations you're in, financial, health, or whatever, his love is still going to be there. And he's always going to be helping you, holding your hand and directing you.
There's a passage in the Bible, it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says that if anyone is in Christ, there, right there, is a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things are new. Have you ever thought about that one verse, that powerful truth in the context of who you once were and who you are today?
Yeah, I'm so grateful for verses like that, where you realize that your old person, that who you used to be, it doesn't have to be the same anymore because of the work that Jesus did on the cross. And because of that, now I feel free. I feel like a release, like all the hatred and that I had towards people, not necessarily what was coming towards me, that I had towards people is now gone. And I can totally just turn around and walk away with God, knowing that He's helping me the whole way.
Do you feel a bit like that old you, that old person that's talked about here, is almost like a different person, that you kind of detach? You look back at that old Mike and you think, well, that was me, but it's not really me anymore.
Yeah, I try not to even think about it anymore, just because when I look at just adoption in general, or rejection or hatred, it brings back memories. The memories are still there. They're never going to go away.
For sure.
But if you can just release it, forgiveness is a powerful thing.
Have you forgiven your birth mom?
I have. It was extremely hard, but with the power of words that you have, just saying, I forgive my mom, it took a whole hour of me saying it over and over and over and crying. But afterwards, I knew I'd forgiven her. I knew the forgiveness was there as I just spread forgiveness over the whole situation with words.
Forgiving the people that have hurt us is so huge in moving on. There's so many people are living the hurts of the past. And I had people who have really, really hurt me. And for me, it didn't happen in an hour. I've got to tell you, it took months and years of doing what God says. What Jesus said is love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. And praying for the people who have hurt you is one of the hardest things you can do, but it's one of the most liberating and freeing things that I reckon that you can do. Are there some days when you sort of still want to fall back and believe the old lies about it? Does the devil come and knock on your brain and go, well, you realize you are adopted. You realize that your mother didn't love you. Does that happen?
Yeah, I found that after I forgave my mom and after I turned from my former sins, now the devil tries even harder to get me to fall back towards
him. Sure
it.
He does. Before, you weren't a problem to him.
Yeah, and it's funny how he works, because as I begin to study it, I realize the devil knows humans extremely well. He's been studying them for thousands of years. And so he knows our weak points. He knows when it's easy for us to fall. And he knows as soon as adoption comes up, as soon as I see rejection or start to feel rejection, he's going to start throwing lies at me. And it's a battle that we need to fight back. We need to say the truths that we know about God, that He believes about us, that we are loved.
It's the word of God over your life. I mean, the Bible's really clear. The one, when Paul talks about the body armor of God, you know, the one offensive weapon we have is the sword. The one thing we can attack with is the sword, and the sword is the word of God. And if we know what God says about us, then we're free. Let's imagine there's someone out there today listening who's struggling with their self-image right now. They're listening to you. They kind of relate because their past robbing them of the present. What have you got to say to them? What's the one thing you want to say to that person today?
I just want to say that God loves you no matter what. And I know that a lot of people have situations like this, maybe even situations that are extremely far beyond what I can even imagine. But it doesn't matter, because Jesus went through so much more. By Him dying on the cross was the worst form of torture possible, the worst form of punishment or trial that anybody could go through. So no matter what you're going through, Jesus has been through far more. And not only that, but because of Him dying on the cross, He welcomes you into His family and says, I'll take all the pain that you've been through. I'll take all the sin that you've done or had done towards you. And the power is forgiveness, forgiving the people from your past, but recognizing that Jesus forgives you.
And those words from a young man who is himself experiencing the healing power of God's love. Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so that they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw ever closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.